Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, in the summer of 2000, I went on a leadership training and mission trip to West Virginia. We had the privilege of doing some high adventure activities while we were out there, including some whitewater rafting, mountain climbing, rappelling, mountain biking. Yes, my parents did approve of this trip. But there was also one other activity we got to do, which was we got to go caving one day. You might know this by the technical term spelunking. Now, if you're not familiar with this activity, what it is basically a reverse mountain climb, where instead of going up the mountain, you go down the cave, and down, down, down you go. And they warn you that this is going to be a rather dirty experience, and so you're supposed to wear your grubby clothes, your dirty clothes. They warn you it's going to be wet, and they warn you it's going to be tight. And it is indeed all of those things and more. And so for about the better part of a half day, we made this downward hike, or about 2 hours. It was a full half day we went down. We went down, and we made our way further and further into the cave. And at the end of every cave that you can hike in like this, there's something called a trophy room. And you get to the trophy room, and you find yourself face to face with all of these different things that have been molded out of clay, because in these particular caves, what settles in these trophy rooms is a bunch of clay. And so people that make their way there, they then mold things. Most of them are not suitable to talk about on Christmas Eve. But you find different expressions of joy and satisfaction for getting their way to the cave. But you also then realize that you've been journeying for about 2 hours. And you also realize that there is no more sunlight to be had. You have journeyed so far into the cave, into the part of the earth, that there's no more sunlight. So we had a guide who was with us that day, of course. We didn't just walk off into the cave by ourselves, or that'd be something rich. But anyways, we had a guide with us. And the guide said, in just a moment, here's what we're going to do. I want you to start by turning off all your flashlights, because we're in a moment we're going to be in complete and utter darkness. And when we get to that moment, there's two things you need to do. The first thing you need to do is don't move. I guess people have a habit of like walking around in the darkness. Not a good idea when you're in a cave you've never been in before. And the other thing he said is keep breathing. Because in the darkness, people tend to stop breathing for some reason or another. And so we listened to the guide and we turned our flashlights off. And then all that was left was one single flame that was coming from his helmet. He was a professional spelunker, and so he had a helmet with some kind of a rig on it that had a propane tank. It was safe for what we were doing. And he said, all right, here it goes. And he turned the light off, and all of a sudden, we found ourselves in complete and utter darkness. And then he said, two things are about to happen. The first thing is your mind is going to play tricks on you. Because in the darkness, your eyes and your brain want to tell you that there's light. And so it's going to send electrical impulses into your eyes such that it seems like you're seeing light. It's going to trick you. Because in the darkness plays tricks on your mind. And the second thing is I'm going to tell you about the power of a single light. And so, in the utter darkness, little flashes of electricity started popping up in our eyes, just like he said. It seemed like light was trying to break through when it really wasn't there. And then he said, okay, listen. In a moment, I'm going to turn on my light, and you're going to see a single flame. And remember that there was a single light that came into the world one day that God had sent, and that light was the life for all people. And so he clicked his torch, a spark went out, and a single flame emerged from his helmet. And then he slowly turned up the dial on his apparatus, and that single light then gave us enough light so that we could see the entire room that we had been in before. Because, of course, when there's a single light and your eyes have adjusted, you can see an entire room being illuminated that you couldn't have seen before. Because that's the power of a light that comes into the darkness. A single light can bring all the light that is needed. Now, I will never forget this experience. I will never forget what I learned about caving. I will never learn about the way our brains play tricks on us in the darkness and the way the darkness plays tricks on us. But I'll also never forget the power of a single flame in the midst of utter darkness. Now, the reason, of course, that this is powerful as a memory for me and hopefully illuminating for all of us is that we are celebrating tonight when God sent a single light into the world. We're celebrating when God sent the light of Christ into the world to defeat the darkness so that the darkness would no longer play tricks on us, so that the darkness would no longer have power over us. And we're celebrating what God has done through Christ for us, that we no longer have to fear the darkness. We no longer have to wonder what God has done for us or what God wants for us. Because when God sent the power of light through Christ into the darkness of the world, God was sending what the Gospel of John says, the light that is the life for all people. God knew that we needed the light, and so God sent the light for us. And what God did through Christ was to tell us that the darkness no longer had to have power over us, that the darkness no longer had to be something that we were afraid of. God didn't remove the darkness. There's still darkness present in this day and age. But what God did through Christ is to tell us that the darkness would not overcome us. What God did through Christ was to tell us that God loves us, that God has a plan for us, that God cares about what is going on in our lives, that we matter to God and God matters to us. That is what God said through Jesus Christ when the light came into the world. And that is the way in which we can see the way how God has allowed us to see that the darkness no longer has to play tricks on us. When God sent Christ into the world, it took the power of darkness away, such that we don't have to hear it tell us things like we don't matter anymore, or we're not worth God's love, or the love that somebody shares with us on this planet isn't, we're not worth that love either. Those are the kinds of things that when we listen to the darkness instead of the light of Christ, those are the kinds of things that we hear. But when we listen to God, and when we listen to the light of Christ, we hear how much God loves us, and we no longer fall prey to the darkness. Now, the other thing, of course, that happens in the darkness is you think you're alone. And sometimes when that fear strikes you, you find yourself wondering if you are all alone. And the utter darkness that we experienced that day in the cave, we knew we were with other people. But boy, if I didn't know any better, it would have felt like I had been totally abandoned because I could not sense the people around me. Totally disoriented. Totally didn't understand where I was, so to speak, in that moment. But when the light came back, I could see all the people around me. Oftentimes, I think we wonder if God has abandoned us. I know as people who follow Jesus, we're not so wondering about that, but there's a lot of people who maybe wonder if God has abandoned this world because there's evidence such that there is so much darkness, there's so much evil, there's so much badness. But we know that God has not abandoned us. We know that God sent Christ so that we would know that we would never be alone. Because when God sent Christ into this world, which is what we celebrate at Christmas, we hear for ourselves God's declaration that we are never alone, that God is with us. But there's something beautiful that God did also through the sending of Christ, is that God not only tells us through Jesus that we're not alone because God is with us, but God then also decided to use people to share love with one another. And what that means for us is that the light of Christ that God sent in Jesus is here for all of us, but it also means that the light of Christ is in each and every one of us. And so whether we wonder or find ourselves thinking that God is not with us, which we know God is, and we pray for that to be true in our lives, we can also look to the people around us and the people next to us and the people who love us and know that the light of Christ is in them too. And that is also a sign of how God has defeated the darkness. That God has allowed the love of God to be experienced through one another. So not only can we know that God has defeated the power of darkness, and not only do we not have to let the tricks of the darkness trick us anymore, but we also never have to wonder whether we're alone anymore, because God is with us, and we are with one another. Now, that guide that was with us that day, he was a person of faith. He was a man of faith. And he was there to teach us an important lesson of just how powerful the light can be in the darkness. But he didn't learn that lesson. He didn't make that up himself. That's the message of Christmas, that God sent the light of Christ into the world so that we could celebrate what God has done for us and cling to the hope that that gives us, that we can say that we have heard that a light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. So on this holy night, we have the opportunity to once again hear God say to us that we are loved. We once again have an opportunity to hear God say to us that you are not alone, that God is with you, and that the people who are here and the people in your lives bring God's love into your life so that you can know you are never alone in this world again. God defeated the power of darkness so that we would not have to wonder whether it would win. God has won, and God gives us love because of that win. So let us celebrate that love tonight and know that we have to fear no more, both on this night and in all our time to come.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.